Carlisle, Naomi Tweetmeyer will be celebrating her second anniversary April 25 of being hired as the librarian at the Carlisle Public Library. When she was hired, she felt she had a great deal to offer to significantly better her community. The library was established in 1956 and over the years many things have changed, but one thing remains the same: the love for books. Back in the day, books were signed out and stamped with a date for return. Now these very books can be ordered online through a person's library card. When the book arrives, a notification is sent for pickup. The book can also be returned to any library in the Southeast. Audiobooks are becoming more popular, and can be listened to, just like music, while doing chores or driving. Story Hour has become a tremendous success. On April 11, Tweetmeyer had 11 kids, but the week before on April 4, she had 31 children present. My assistants are amazing, and I love that I can entrust the library in their care whenever the need arises, said Tweetmeyer. Bringing Heather Sparrow on board as the program coordinator has been helpful for Tweetmeyer, as Sparrow shouldered a lot of the programming work that had previously been on Tweetmeyer's plate. Sparrow's wages are paid through a community initiative fund grant, but only until September. It is their hope that more funding will come into place to keep her on, as Tweetmeyer says she is simply amazing. They also hire a student during the summer months. Sydney Flynn has worked at the library for the past 3 summers, and the library is grateful to have her as she is fabulous with the kids and quite resourceful. Paying close attention to their patrons, the staff offers a safe, accessible space for all that come through the doors. The programs that are picked are geared towards what people are asking for. One special program is the making of ribbon skirts, offered through one-on-one sewing with Sparrow and Tanya Robertson of Sew and Sews in Carlisle. The program has brought in many different individuals from all backgrounds and walks of life, said Tweetmeyer. Together with the library and through grant funding, they put this together, purchasing sewing machines and all supplies needed. So far, they have made 12 ribbon skirts and counting. There is a healthy waiting list of people wanting to attend. Other programs have taken place, such as Regan Lanning bringing her lino cutting and Ruth Langweiser with her ceramics and making chickens. Coming to the library on April 25 for an after-school program will be Tarina Belgard with her knowledge about cradle boards and their significance in Indigenous culture. Another event, taking place on April 27, will be the traditional Kiska method of making pisanka or Ukrainian Easter eggs through artist Christine Branyuk-Thornton. Something that Tweetmeyer feels strongly about is the need to bring in resources for mental health or mentors. She is collaborating with individuals and organizations to find ways to bridge this gap. Monthly programs are planned in advance, but at times they need to be cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances. When this happens, they do their best to reschedule them in the future.